Good day, everyone. This is Martha Childers, and welcome to the Natural Choice Network, a local platform and meeting place where sustainable living comes live. NaturalChoice.net and the Natural Choice Network web companion have many great ways for a conscious community to connect, stay up to date on green resources, natural health, natural food, and mind spirit. And you can also stay connected right here with me every Tuesday at 12:30 on Alternative Talk 1150. Well, I know from firsthand experience that learning to swim does save lives and drowning is preventable. And with me today to tell us about all the reasons why and how important it is to get that message out is Beth Root, who is the originator and promoter of the world's largest swimming lesson. And that's all to spread the message, as I say, that swimming saves lives and drowning is preventable, which is such a huge, huge topic when I learned even in the United States, less than half the people even know how to swim or know basic safety skills. So this is a big problem. So welcome to the show, Beth. I'm really excited to talk about this topic, especially this time of year.
Well, thank you, Martha. We're delighted to have the opportunity to share information with your listeners.
Yeah, so start off by telling us a little bit about your background and the inspiration and the evolution of how the world's biggest swimming lesson, how it came to be.
Well, I work on behalf of the World Water Park Association, and that organization has been a huge champion of water safety for well more than a decade, a couple of decades, just in terms of taking it on as a cause. The organization originally founded a National Water Safety Week initiative and then built that to National Water Safety Month, which is obviously the month of May. And it is now supported by countless organizations that are working to try to get water safety information out to folks prior to the beginning of the summer season. And then about 10 years ago, we were trying to figure out a way to enhance that message and create a little bit more buzz and attract attention so people would pay attention to the very important message. And we came up with the world's largest swimming lesson.
And this is a global affair, and it's been going on for 10 years?
This is our 10th anniversary, so we're incredibly excited about that. And yes, it is global. We are in 28 different countries on 5 continents.
Wow, wow. Well, I know a lot of parents are aware that people can drown in little children, especially unattended, can drown in like 2 inches of water and very, very quickly. But it is amazing how quickly it can happen at any age, you know, when people that you think would know better. So it really is a good message to spread some basic swimming safety skills as well. We'll be right back with much more about that after these short messages, so please stay tuned.
Bastyr Center for Natural Health is the Northwest's largest natural health clinic. We are the teaching clinic of the world-renowned Bastyr University. As a leading authority in natural medicine, we offer many natural health care services, including naturopathic medicine, acupuncture, nutrition, counseling, and Ayurveda. At Bastyr Center for Natural Health, we treat the whole you. Get the care you deserve. Call 206-834-4100 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search Bastyr Center.
Are you considering natural childbirth and wondering whether that is right for you and your family? The Birthing Inn can help you with your choices. The Birthing Inn is Tacoma's only freestanding birth center. Since 1998, we have helped families welcome new babies in an intimate, gentle, and cozy surrounding. We are a family-centered facility which strives to give families the best start possible. The Birthing Inn is where families are born. We welcome you to stop by and see our beautiful birth center for yourself. Give us a call today at 253-761-8939 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search Birthing In.
Kula Movement is a yoga and health center. Kula means community. Our goal is to have our yoga teachers and health practitioners support and complement each other in order to provide you with integrative wellness. At Kula Movement, you can discover your individualized yoga practices complemented with natural health care, body work, and psychotherapy. For total body-mind wellness, join in the Kula Movement today. Call 206-972-2999. or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search Kula, K-U-L-A.
Welcome back. I'm here with Beth Root talking about the world's largest swimming lesson, which is actually coming up June 20th of this year, the 10th annual. And the mission is to share the vital message that drowning is preventable and swimming lessons do save lives. Well, as I said earlier, I was shocked at how many people don't know how to swim. Can you tell us how big this problem is worldwide as well?
Well, globally, it's an enormous problem. There are many, many countries and places in the world that just don't even think about water safety education and have kids in situations where they're walking by open bodies of natural water every day just to get to school, and they have flooding problems. And so it's really enormous and an epidemic worldwide. But in the U.S., it is also a very big problem, particularly for kids under the age of four. People may have heard just recently about the tragic loss of Granger Smith's son, who died just last week at the age of three. Last year, there was a lot of attention, which always happens when celebrities are involved. Bodie and Miller's daughter, Emmy, at 19 months, slipped away and drowned. And I think that one of the things that we're really working to accomplish is to raise the awareness level to a point that families, new parents, grandparents, everybody thinks about child protection around water in the same way that they do about putting kids in car seats or bike helmets on kids when they're riding on bikes. And so there are just key points that people need to keep in mind in terms of young kids, particularly under the age of four, but also under the age of 14 when they're around water. And so we use this program as a platform, not only to talk about learning to swim, but to really be able to communicate this key water safety message, which is it's crucial and vital, and there's a lot of myths or lack of information out there.
Well, I know, and there's a lot of kind of just neighborhood pools where there aren't always lifeguards on hand, and I was a lifeguard myself when I was young, and I was a big swimmer and diver, so I mean, I was swimming before I was walking practically, so it's very innate for me, but I mean, remember just not even being able to kind of breathe, and was totally stressed out every time I was at the neighborhood pool, you know, without a lifeguard, because I found myself lifeguarding every kid in that pool, and there'd be, you know, and the mothers, unfortunately, so many of them just took it for granted that their kids knew how to swim, but they'd be out there with all these flotation devices, and I'd see a kid, you know, be under it, you know, swim, and someone went over him and he's not able to get up. I can't tell you how many times I had to dive in the water and, you know, pull somebody out before something bad happened. And, you know, it just really, it's like you say, it can happen so, so fast. And I think it's really good that the water parks especially are getting involved in this too, because just because you can swim, there's some simple water safety tips. Can you go into any of those? I mean, one of them obviously is being very, very careful of flotation devices.
Well, certainly being very, very careful of flotation devices. If you're in a situation where you're in a natural body of water, using a Coast Guard approved life jacket is really important. It's very important for parents to understand that so many of the inflatable pool toys and learn to swim aids and things that are out there and available to purchase are not going to keep your kids safe and could, in fact, then actually increase their risk. So please be cautious about using any sort of swimming aids or water wings and those types of toys and flotation devices, because they're not PFDs. You need a Coast Guard approved personal flotation device or life vest.
I mean, those are designed for you to be with them, for them to get, not just to be left alone, a false sense of security.
Right, exactly. I think also the point that you started to make and have mentioned is it happens in a second. People don't realize how fast it is. They have this false sense that they'll be, you know, people will scream or they'll like wave their arms a lot and it'll be like what, you know, you've seen in some old movie or something like that. And drowning doesn't look like drowning.
No.
Kids just disappear. Yep. They just are, and it's very, very easy for someone to miss that kind of thing happening, even when parents are present or lifeguards are present. It just happens so fast that's why having water watchers or people, parents that are designated to be the water watcher or the guardian in every situation, whenever kids are in the water is vital. And that means, you know, not being at the pool looking at your phone. It means if possible, you know, if you're in the water, you should be in the water too.
Yeah.
And undeterred supervision is just key.
Yeah. Well, can you share some other statistics, you know, for point of reference, because, you know, just to emphasize how bad this problem is, because I know I saw a little blurb that your website has such great information. But the risk of drowning internationally, with the World Health Organization, estimates drowning is one of the top five causes of death for people ages 1 to 14 in 48 of the 85 countries it monitors around the globe. I mean, that is huge.
It really is. And I think people just don't realize what a risk it is. And at different ages, it becomes a risk in different ways.
Yeah. Like,
you know, I was talking about life jackets, but I don't think people realize teen boys, as an example, particularly like at the age of 15, where parents start to think, okay, they're, you know, self-monitoring to some extent, their, you know, swimming skills are pretty good. There's a dramatic increase in drowning deaths of teen boys.
Yeah.
At that age, you know, they think they are more safe and able to manage every situation than they are. And
yeah, we find when guys get
particularly around natural bodies of water, like you find up in your beautiful part of the world, they really need to be wearing life vests because they are at a much higher risk than people realize,
especially on boats. And we've kind of had a saying, even, you know, growing up here on the lake too, because you'd see the boats filled with all the teenage boys, and it's like the more testosterone that gets together, the lower the the lower the intelligence.
I just think
everything else goes out the way.
Boys being boys and boys with each other, but
pushing each other and
I mean, I think parents don't realize that's a statistic as well.
Yeah, no, that is, that is really, really important to share because I've seen it firsthand.
Two other quick points that I wanted to make. We really encourage parents and caregivers to learn CPR.
Yeah.
There are many fatal drownings that get a lot of attention, but there's also, there are many, many non-fatal drownings which result in really challenging situations for kids and families then that have to deal with kids that survived but need
special care,
a very significant amount of help. Mm-hmm. And CPR can make a difference in terms of what the quality of life or the success of rescuing
getting oxygen there
from that situation would be.
Possible,
and then also the importance of having four-sided fences with self-closing, self-latching gates and layers of protection. You know, there should be fencing. There should be people being aware that they need to be watching kids all the time. There should be kids taking swimming lessons, but it's definitely a layer of protection situation.
Yeah, and swimming lessons is the number one safety, I think, you know, just hands down, the first thing that you need to learn is to swim and how to, you know, tread water and simple skills like that. And I think that's why it's such a great idea that you're bringing this to so many people's attention, as I say, all around the world, especially. And even here, you know, in the United States, where we're so developed, you'd think that there's so many places and opportunities. I know around here, all the YMCAs, a lot of the cities have, you know, pools and aquatic centers where they're constantly having swimming lessons for all ages. And I know there seems to be a stigma. Is there for some people that are older that are kind of embarrassed to take swimming lessons? What's your thought on that?
I think there has been in the past. I do think that we're making some progress on that front.
Good.
There are more places that offer adult learn to swim programs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things that we've found really to be fun about the world's largest swimming lesson event is we've had adults use that as an opportunity or kind of an excuse to break through that barrier if they didn't take lessons earlier and they wanted to participate for either their kids or their grandkids or for the cause to try to help us spread the word. We've definitely had a lot of parents that were non-swimmers participate in the World's Largest Swimming Lesson, which is really fun.
Yeah. Well, and I think fun is a great word to talk about right now, too, because it's not just to save lives when you have swimming lessons. You have so much more fun. I mean, there's so much more you can do to participate and enjoy and be a part of nature. And there's nothing more fun than, you know, being in the water and on a hot day in the cool water and, you know, just feeling your body kind of go through the water. It's a wonderful, fun way to experience nature as well.
It really is. And it has lifelong health benefits.
I
should have prepared more to speak to your audience, particularly based on the nature of their interests. But learning to swim, swimming as exercise, is incredibly good for you.
Very meditative, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
for sure.
I find that I hum. I've always hummed ever since I was a little kid. You know, I hum while I swim. And then later on, I go, oh, I guess I've been toning all my life and didn't know it either. what are some, I want to talk of natural bodies of water. I think that's where a lot of accidents happen, where people don't understand the depth and temperatures. Do you want to give just a couple of quick tips on natural bodies of water, what to watch for?
Well, I think being water aware, which is the key message that the World Water Park Association works to spread, is vital in natural body of water situations. I think you have to be aware of what the weather is, like right when you're going in the water, and what it's going to be for the time that you intend to be participating with water recreation. You have to understand whether you're in a situation where there's currents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, certain places, it's a very very dangerous thing, depending on what's happening with the currents.
Yeah.
You definitely need
and the
to
rogue
be aware
waves,
of water,
rogue yeah, waves, water, yeah, that'll come in
water
higher.
Water temperatures and the depth of water. You never want to dive in to a natural body of water not understanding how deep it is. Mm-hmm. It could look very deep and could be very deceiving, and that's something that can be very dangerous. And, you know, you need to understand how to supervise the water that you're watching when you have kids participating.
Yeah, I actually had my own experience where my sister and I ended up spotting a man who was standing in the water no more than a Lost Lake up at Whistler. And he was no more, there's probably 100 people in the water and most people were standing. And he wasn't more than 2 feet away from his companions. And he looked like he was messing around, but he was actually in trouble. But I was out on a dock with my little kids, and my sister was on the shore, and we had both, you know, been trained in life-saving and been lifeguards. And I looked over at her to try and get her attention to kind of point out, you know, is this guy in trouble or not? Because he was just like, you know, swinging his arms, but he was so close to his companions. It was like, well, you know, is he joking around or not? And then when I looked at her, she was looking at him too. And then she looked at me and we both just instantly go, this just doesn't look right.
Yeah. Go get him.
Yeah. And by the time because I was out with my little kids, I couldn't, you know, get there. It's like she could get there faster than I could. And she just went heading right over there. And he went under right before she got there. And it just turns out that, you know, none of them, there was three of them, none of them could speak English. And he had just stepped 1 foot away from them, and the depth was just that much difference. And they couldn't swim, so they were afraid to reach out that they'd go under. And none of them, called for help. And it just looked like somebody was messing around. But something instinctually, you know, my sister and I said, that's not right. And as I say, that could have happened right in front of somebody, right in front of somebody's eyes. And, you know, they still, even with that, had to, you know, come and the ambulance and resuscitate him and everything too. And his, it was really shocking. So, you know, that's another thing. If you can't see and you don't know the depth, if you don't know how to swim, never go, you know, make sure you can see the bottom and don't go any higher than your waist.
Yeah. Yeah. If that, and certainly be cautious of currents.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, that's just a, you know, it's a shallow mountain, you know, mountain lake, but it can drop off, or there can be a little divot. If you do not know how to swim or even tread water, you know, you can drown thinking you're just going to be standing in the water. And yeah, so that was really, really kind of scary. But I'm glad I was there. And like I say, and more people that learn how to swim are apt to see those situations. And so it's a real great play it forward. Not only are you, you know, making it safer for yourself, but everyone you're with, if you, you know some of these things, you can help avoid or help save somebody else.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So can you talk about some of the supporting organizations? If there are any things that's hosted here locally? I know, as I say, we have a lot of YMCAs, aquatic centers, health and athletic clubs, even private ones will offer swim classes to non-members. I know Samina does here on the east side, and the Bellevue Club. But especially with a lot of you know, foreigners moving in here, and we have all this water, and they may have grown up where there wasn't water and didn't have a need for, you know, didn't think they had a need for swimming lessons. I think it's really, really important at any age for people to kind of check that out. Do you know some, can you list or give us a place to find a location that might be participating in the World Swim Day, and also give us the website? Because I know you got a fantastic information and a lot of tips that are spelled out, and even some videos. You want to talk about that too?
Yeah, for sure. There are a number of PSAs that you can watch. You can, on our website, get to a highlight video from the event. Last year, you're seeing folks all over the world participating in the program. Currently, we have, I think, over 700 locations from 28 or 29 different countries that are signed up to participate. There are at least three in the greater Seattle area. There's South Sound Swim and Safety is signed up. We have City of Fargo Madison Pool and Splash Pad that's participating. And then Lynwood Recreation Center, all of those organizations are going to be hosting World Water Swimming Lesson events at their facilities. Each entity kind of manages the program differently. And if you go to WLSL.org, that's WLSL, World's Largest Swimming Lesson.org, you can, there'll be a button where you can find a location, and then you can search by zip code or state, and you'll have specific information pop up for each of those locations.
Yeah, and a great opportunity if someplace that you already go isn't participating, tell them about it so they can maybe be a part of spreading the message next year. Well, we'll be right back with some closing thoughts from Beth right after these final messages.
You know, kids are captivated and entertained as they learn about basic health topics from Sammy the Centipede children's books. Sammy the Centipede is the colorful main character in a series of children's books reviewed and chosen by health professionals as an engaging tool to help educate their young patients. Parents love the way that information is explained on a child's level, and kids love the bright colors and engaging pictures of Sammy and his friends as they go to the chiropractor, the dentist, the market, or just to get fit. A captivating way to develop a positive relationship with their health, their healthcare professionals, and reading. Staying healthy and educated is easy and fun with Sammy the Centipede books, preschool to second grade, available at Amazon.com or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, Sammy the Centipede.
Granola's Natural Market is not just a regular natural market. Granola's offers the best quality natural products that make a difference, not only to you, but also to communities all over the world and our planet. Granola's takes pride in supporting organic and fair trade companies, as well as the environment, by building green and minimizing waste. Support the effort in making a better world. Visit Granola in Mill Creek and Renton. To find out more, go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search granolas.
Distillation, filtration, deionization. Having trouble understanding water? You're not alone. Custom Pure can answer your questions and help you select your solutions and equipment. Custom Pure offers water purification solutions for residential, commercial, workplace, and self-serve systems. From drinking water filters to shower filters, from bottled water to bottomless water coolers, Custom Pure has a solution for you. Call 206-363-0039 today to learn about your water options, or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search Custom Pure. Your water cooler will never be the same.
So Beth, what would you like to leave our listeners with today?
Well, I certainly want to encourage folks to get out there, whether they can participate in the world's largest swimming lesson event or they are going to connect with a swim lesson provider or aquatic community in their city, location, neighborhood. We really want you to get out and learn how to be water aware and how to make good choices around the water. We really want to encourage parents to be water guardians. Be present. If your child's in the water, you should be too. It's a fun place to be. And we'd love to have folks join us with the program. You can find a location to participate by going to WLSL.org and learn more about how to be water aware and how to stay safe in the water and help us get the word out that swimming lessons save lives.
Yeah, and some of my fondest memories were swimming with my parents and my older brothers and sisters when I was a kid. And so you could also be creating some wonderful new memories as well. You can also just keyword search the world's largest swimming lesson at naturalchoice.net. And you'll also find the contact information in news and views along with the archive of today's shows. So it's a great place to find hundreds of other great resources and valuable information to help you make the best choices for you, your family, and your community. And swimming lessons that help save lives is a great way to do that, too. So be sure and check out their website. And they, as I say, have a lot of really great water safety tips and links to videos. And thank you so much for joining us today, Beth. Really, really appreciate it. It's a really important topic.
Thanks so much for helping us get the word out.
No, oh, my pleasure. And a big thanks to our listeners for choosing to join us too. As you know, our choices create our experiences, and collectively our experiences create our community. So online, on print, and on air, thank you for making the natural choice.